and welcome to the first ever episode, the pilot of the Brothers Movie Factory. In this podcast, we'll be taking a look at several movies across several decades. Movies from our past, movies from your past, movies from your childhood. Hit you deep in the cockles of your heart. We are necessarily and definitely a podcast of the movies, for the movies, by the movies.
We are the movies.
I am your host, Ben. With me, as always, will be joining me the brother of the Brothers podcast, Gus.
The brothers of the brothers of the brothers, sir.
Two brothers
and a cup and a baby.
So just getting into the podcast here, like I said, we'll be reviewing movies and doing things like that, just to introduce you to us and give you an idea what we're about, what kind of movies we like, our background in the field. I'll turn it over to you, Gus, and let you kind of tell the folks at home, the listeners, what's your movie background? What got you into movies? Why are we here? Why are we here today making a podcast talking about old movies and movies in general?
Who are you people?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, like many, just grew up watching movies. And that's kind of, I think, what we're going for here is just to put our thoughts and feelings out there about something we love, which is movies and storytelling and the art that movies present, you know, to us. And that's the thing about art is it touches people, reaches out to people, it makes a connection. And we just want to share our connections and just put those words out there, spit them out there, and maybe people catch our spit in their ears.
Maybe people want to catch that spit.
Yeah. I just grew up loving cinema and movies and, you know, have my favorites from youth and nostalgia that are still some of my favorites today. Around 15, I hit that ripe age where, you know, movies, really spoke to me, where I was looking for maybe something else in life. And, I found meaning.
Meaning in the films. Art. You found the art of film, not just the entertainment of film.
Exactly, yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's around the age when I realized there is more to movies than just entertainment. Movies are art, and that's when that kind of started creeping into my brain. And the movie that really did that for me was a little film called Castle in the Sky.
For those of you who don't know, maybe you anime haters out there, that is a Hayao Miyazaki piece. Am I correct in saying that?
Correct.
Studio Ghibli, the Japanese Disney, if you will.
Yes, 1986, the first official Studio Ghibli film.
Really? I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the first one.
I mean, a lot of people would think it'd be like a film of his called Nausicaa, the Valley of the Wind. But
I would have thought Totoro, considering it's the mascot of.
Yeah, no. Totoro came out in 1988.
You don't say.
It does say.
Well, anyways, you were saying, though, that's really what got you into film there?
That's when I realized, like, this is what I want to do for a living, for my future. Maybe not even for a living, but for my future is to tell stories, to create art in whatever I do, you know. At least somewhere in my life, tell stories, create art. For myself and for others. I went on to high school from there and real got more
podcasting.
Got more into art and expressing myself in that way and creating my own films, short and long, my own narratives, creations. And from there, I went on to film school. Media school and learned the more professional side of things and had training in that business and all that malarkey, and then worked on a couple professional films outside of school. Got involved in musical theater, which is another aspect or avenue rather of media and art, and I've since strayed away from that side of things, but I, you know, one day get back into it. But even outside of the professional world, I still enshroud myself in story, media, film.
I mean, you watch about a movie a week, a new movie a week almost,
well,
maybe more.
So I watch, I don't technically watch a movie a day. No. Not necessarily watch.
No, I'm saying like
watch
a new movie, yeah. No, I'm saying like a new, brand new movie. You start a movie about 11 o'clock at night, fall asleep 5 minutes in, but I fucking watched it, tell you what.
I was just gonna ask, we're keeping this in. Is this explicit?
Oh, this is explicit can be. I just a personal note. I struggle with my vocabulary, and as SpongeBob will put it, sentence enhancers or Patrick.
Need a sentence enhancer.
I mean, we could bleep it technically.
Fuck it.
Yeah, that's what you know what Grandma always said, right? Fuck it.
Yeah, that's right. This is for people to just soak in.
Get our spit in their ears.
Yeah. They don't need bleeps, too.
No bleeps. No bleeps. Just so you kind of talked about that and how you got into film. Just moving on to myself.
Oh,
just to give you a background. Were you not done?
No, I was just going to say you want to talk about yourself, you selfish fuck.
I was just...
I was going to ask you.
No, you're going to ask me. Yeah, you can ask me questions because I'm not as... filmatically inclined, if you will, as I make up that word.
I was going to ask you the flip side. What brings you to film?
So with me, as you said, you just always liked film and things like that. And growing up around you, I was always inclined to watch film, watch movies and things like that, and be exposed to different genres. Such as, like you said, Castle in the Sky, where I watched that from a young age alongside you, and that introduced me to things like animated pictures, Hayao Miyazaki movies, Studio Ghibli movies, but also to be exposed. We both grew up in a very rural area, very much a forested area, if you will, and so we were kind of in the boonies, and we would spend a lot of time renting movies from the local video store. So I remember renting a lot of different movies growing up because that was one of the only forms of entertainment we had. This before online gaming and things like that. So
what would we have done?
I know we had.
Gaming?
I mean, we had dial up.
What would we do? Go outside?
No one goes outside. There's Fortnite. I remember distinctly renting Rocky. And Rocky has since become my favorite film of all time. But I remember watching that movie and just thinking how inspirational the message was. And I was young. I would have had to have been maybe 10 to 11 years old, maybe younger. But I remember watching it. Yeah, I remember watching it and just being very inspired. And since I watch it at least once a year, along with the other Rocky movies. That's my favorite series, favorite genre. And, I mean, it has some contenders. Like, I love Star Wars. I go into big Star Wars binges where I watch every Star Wars movie once a year, including the stories, the Star Wars stories, the games, and things like that. So I'm very much, if I had to draw a parallel or a comparison between us, the difference is...
I'm going to learn hockey pads.
You're the way. I would say... is you watch more movies than me. I watch the same movies a lot. Like, I watch repeats consistently. And that goes the same with TV shows. I've watched Family Guy like 30,000 times. So
I wish that was an exaggeration.
Yeah, no, it's not. But no, I really have come to love film, love different avenues of film and talking about film. Also like to joke about movies and come up with my own scenarios, and that's something I would like to do. Like you said, on a podcast where we're spitting out our ideas to each other and kind of bantering off that. Because for those of you who are going to get to know us over this podcast, we talk almost every day. And so a lot of those conversations are gold money. And they go unsaid. They go on unrecorded. Not unsaid. Unrecorded.
Things we say go unsaid.
Never. But, so you have anything else to add to that intro guy?
Well, listen here, buddy. I had a question for you. Going back to Rocky, I was curious, just for my knowledge, and maybe the spit listeners out there.
That's what we call our listeners. Spit listeners.
That's what you people are. Spit. You say Rocky's your favorite film. In the message that it puts out there, but why for you? Why for you is Rocky your favorite movie? Like, what does it do for you?
What does it do for me?
Yeah.
It doesn't do it for you.
It has a message, sure. So does
Star Wars.
So Star Wars. So does, I'm trying to think of some smut, some just shit, filth movie. Chef. I don't know.
So does Boogie Nights. Yeah, that's not
everything. Well, yeah. And that was part of the joke, but not anything has a message, basically. But why? What about Rocky speaks to you
on a personal level?
Pour out your heart, yeah. Why? Why?
I think, Rocky, and as I've grown up into that story and with that story, it's very much a story about rags to riches, someone that came from nothing, someone that really fighting was all they had, and they weren't necessarily that good at fighting. From the very beginning, you see that he's boxing in a back alley, basically getting his dick kicked in by Spider Rico, and he's fighting for literally his life. When you really get down to it, he's fighting to make ends meet, and he's being a street tough and being a money shark or a loan shark to get money back for a gangster, basically. And he's kind of a low life in a sense. But then fortune kind of shines its light on him and changes his fate, and he makes the most out of it.
What I like about Rocky is he's a low life, yes, in I guess presentation, but in heart and in character, he's very down to earth, real, kind, genuine person, which is charming about the character of Rocky.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of why it, in a sense, attracted to me, because, like, in a sense, it's more or less like I want to be like that person that goes from nothing, in a sense, to everything at once. Like, almost wins the lottery, but not really. Like, they worked hard for it. Like, I want to work hard for what I get, and Rocky worked hard for it, and it gave me that message that no matter what, rags to riches, if you came from nothing, you can still work your way up through the ranks. You can still make the most of a situation. And even if you lose, it doesn't mean it's the end. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the big things about Rocky, and spoiler alert for those of you who haven't seen it, it came out forever ago.
Yeah, read a book.
Yeah, Jesus. But it came out forever ago. But he loses at the end. And I think that's really a key part of that film. And why it attracts me is that he doesn't win. He gets the girl at the end.
I was gonna say, he doesn't win. He wins.
Yeah.
Because that's the other part of Rocky, is he just wants to prove that he can go the distance, mm-hmm. but the search for the win is the search for love. Mm-hmm. And that's what Rocky ultimately gets in the end.
See, it's just a great overall film. And I mean, I could easily say Star Wars, A New Hope is my favorite Star Wars movie. I could easily say A New Hope is my favorite movie of all time, and it wouldn't bother me. However, even though I think it's one of my favorites, and I think it's a great film,
Ewok Adventures,
I can't say that it's a better movie than Rocky. I can't say it's a better
for you personally,
or even as a film, and just even right down to the story of Sylvester Stallone, and how he wrote that movie, and how he got that picture made. And really stuck to his guns. I mean, it honestly is almost like this allegory of his life, in a sense. He was fighting, and finally he made it. And maybe he didn't win at all, but he won something. So I enjoy that film immensely.
It speaks to you.
Yeah, it speaks to me. It does it for me. But yeah, so that's really...
For those of you listening, when he said it speaks to me, he gave me a good old wink.
Yeah, a little winkaroo. It's definitely my favorite of all time. So any other questions there before we get started into this? Any more introductory notes?
Well, not on my end. I'm sure, you know, as we do this business, weekly or whatever it ends up being, people, listen in and kind of evolve. We're currently just giving this a go, giving it a whirl for the kids, you know, trying our voices out, seeing what style we like. So throughout the weeks, this will probably evolve and change until we find our rhythm. So, but this is just something we've wanted to do for a while, just put it out there, put thoughts out there. We talk about movies, amongst other things, but we want to really focus on film, story, those kind of things, and just kind of the bullshit we talk about. Not for ourselves to listen to, necessarily, but...
We probably will re-listen to it, knowing us.
Every day.
Yeah.
But, no, it's more like, you know, if we have these thoughts about things, maybe other people have these thoughts about these things and would enjoy just listening in, you know. You listen to podcasts, I listen to podcasts, some by famous people, some by Joe Schmo. Mm-hmm. And I just find them fascinating just to hear other human beings' thoughts on things that I enjoy. So I just want to dip our toes in the old pool there. And yeah, so let's get into this shit.
Well, that being said, let's try and rang this in here. Tell the people what they're to expect from this. We already said we're going to be talking about movies, but more specifically, we're going to take a movie. Mm. Every episode, we're going to take a movie. We're going to watch it, and we're going to discuss it right after. We just finished watching the movie for this episode, and we're going to kind of review it, go over it, go over the plot, talk about what works for it, what doesn't work for it, have a little fun discussing this film that maybe some of you haven't heard of before. We said we were gonna talk about nostalgia movies and movies that may be bad but we like, or movies that are bad and we don't like, all across the board to movies we love. So I really wanted to talk about that, and we're going to do some different things, such as maybe recast the film, or remake the film if it were to be made today, and discuss those ideas and talk them out. So we will get into that, but before we start all together, I would like to note, if you like what you hear, if you like listening to us here on this here pod, you can always find us on Audioboom. That is where we are signed through, and they distribute that all out to all your major podcast listening services, such as iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, Spotify, and others. You can find us there and give us a follow. We are also available at the Brothers Movie Factory. That's the Brothers Movie Factory on Twitter. And you can find us there. Hit us up with any feedback you may have.
Brothers?
Brothers. So let's get into this film we are reviewing today. Get into the film that we just discussed and watched. What was it? What was it there, fella? What movie did we watch?
Let me tell you. It was probably the greatest film ever made. I believe it won the Oscar for
greatest film ever
greatest
made.
Greatest film ever made. The old Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. And for those of you who don't know, because when we were starting in the idea phase of this podcast, anyone we told, a lot of people were like, what movie are you doing first? And I'd say Super Mario Brothers. And they'd go, there's a Super Mario Brothers movie? There is. Star-studded cast. Best cast you could have. For all the Mario Brothers.
Won the Oscar for best cast you could have.
And the Golden Globe. Yeah. But
and the Oscar goes to for the best cast you could have.
The Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario. Mario Brothers.
But yes, in 1993, an age ago, they came out with the Super Mario Brothers movie. Honestly, does not have a bad cast of actors, I would say, and actresses.
they're going to be like, surprisingly, does not hold up at all.
Surprisingly, is not as good as it used to be, if it ever was.
1993, you weren't even a twinkle in the eye.
I wasn't even a twinkle in the ball sack. But it says right on it. I mean, if you're ever lucky enough to stumble upon a copy of this film, we have it on VHS, I believe, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But right on the cover, it tells you what this movie's about.
I kind of wish we watched it on VHS.
We should have watched it on VHS. Jeez. VHS. But it's
video shit.
It does say right on it. It says right on it. It's a blast. The Washington Post. So they knew. They knew this movie's great.
An ass blast.
Eye-popping special effects, the case proceeds to say. And for those of you who haven't heard of this film, or maybe curious what it's about, out. You can find everything you need on the internet. We're not savages. But also, just for those of you who may be like, I don't want to use the internet. I still have dial up. I'll spit in your ear. I'll spit in your ear the summary. Buckle up and hang on tight. The discovery of a parallel universe launches you into an adventure of a lifetime. Mario and Luigi, two wacky plumbers, undertake a daring quest to save a princess in Dino Hatton, a hidden world where the inhabitants evolved from dinosaurs. Mario, played by Bob Hoskins, and Luigi, John Leguizamo, face deadly challenges from a diabolical Lizard King, played by Dennis Hopper, and must battle giant reptilian Goombas, outwit misfit thugs, and undermine a sinister scheme to take over the world. Blast off for nonstop excitement with the Super Mario Brothers, the live-action thrill ride that dazzled moviegoers everywhere. Based on that summary, we just watched the film not even 30 minutes ago. How does that make you feel? Does that match up with what we watched?
I would say, based on the description, like the summary of the plot, right? If I had to put it into a few words, I would say it's a blast.
It's a blast. It's a blast. Yeah. I mean, it is a good. How do I put it? A phrase that we often use when a movie's not maybe great, but it's entertaining as a popcorn flick. Yeah. No. I guess it's not action-packed enough.
I would say this movie is, for me, so shit, it's good.
Mm.
This is a...
Guilty pleasure movie, as you did say.
This is my favorite guilty pleasure film, where it's bad, but I find pleasure in viewing it. I find entertainment watching it. Yes, popcorn flick could be a proper term. This movie's reputation is it's just bad.
Yeah.
It's not... it wouldn't be considered popcorn flick, because popcorn flick would be like something like fun, but not
right.
Amazing thing ever. But I mean, I don't know. It's all opinion based. So
yeah.
Who's to say? I could shove popcorn in my face and watch this movie. You want to go watch it again?
I could also drink a lot of alcohol and watch this movie.
I mean, kind of need it. So
yeah. Well, trust the fungus.
Yeah,
as they say.
We were watching this movie, and like 5 minutes in, Ben turns to me and he's like, "This is not good."
but it is at the same time.
It starts. Yeah, exactly.
It's like the quote. There's a quote in the movie that says, "You know what I love about mud? It's dirty and clean at the same time." And that's what this movie is: dirty and clean at the same time.
You asked me what my thoughts in the movie. It's a blast. You're like, it's dirty and clean at the same time.
I mean, there are good things from this movie, and we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that as we move along in this process of reviewing this film. But really, I mean, the movie, it's just, when you think of a Super Mario Brothers movie, you think of the video games and what the video games do. And really, I don't know if it was just the sign of the times or whatnot, but they went so hyper-realistic. I think what you said is they just went so dystopian, hyper-realistic. This is Mario in the real world, and then they go to this Dino Hatton in this parallel universe, and it's just Manhattan, but it's gone shot to shit.
Everything you just said is exactly what the movie is, and you just have to ask yourself, why?
Yeah.
Dino Hatton, alternate dimension.
Yeah, like all they had to do, they didn't even have to, in my opinion, they didn't even have to have it like based in the real world at all. They could have just had Mario as a plumber in the Mushroom Kingdom, like every, well, I won't say every video game that Mario's in, but the majority of them where, Super Mario Super Shell, right? Like, they were real plumbers, and they would hop down the tubes, and they would go into Mushroom Kingdom, and then cartoons, yeah. So maybe that's where it kind of started, that idea, because I can't think of, like, was there ever a video game where he was, like, actually in, like, for sure in the real world? Donkey Kong?
New Donk City.
New Donk City.
And, Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, Mario Odyssey. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's not...
Yeah.
It's
maybe. Yeah. People don't look at him like he's weird, though. There. Yeah. He is the weird one in that world, so...
I'll tell you what this movie managed to do. All the fun of Super Mario, the video game, all the wonderful characters, colors, music, concepts, fun, they managed to suck away.
They make this movie bad.
It was
made by younger directors, or not maybe not younger directors, but I believe it was their first ever directing.
Yeah, it was.
Appearance.
I believe they did music videos before.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell just some of the shots and the mm-hmm. way things are shot. And
I think it was also made by people who didn't know what the fuck Super Mario was.
Which, is it fair to say that this movie was one of the reasons why that Nintendo really, until recent, does not allow people to touch their properties?
Absolutely, it was. Because it was a commercial failure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, all the blame can't strictly be put on the directors. I know they were really hard to work with, and it was apparent that they didn't know much about the source material, but the writers of this film... criminals.
This movie. If I bumped the mic there, it hurt in your ears. But this movie spawned one of my favorite quotes of all time, though. And we might talk about how
it was ad lib.
That is, I would hope. It does. It has a great quote in it that I use a lot, actually. And I have quoted in many a Facebook post when I used to use Facebook. Luigi says it to Mario. Nothing's impossible, Mario. Nothing's impossible. Improbable, unlikely, but never impossible. And I love that quote, and I do use it a lot because it's a great quote. It really is. It harkens back to my Rocky thing. Nothing's impossible. Mm. Improbable, unlikely, but never impossible. So I really do enjoy that quote.
That's wonderful. Never do that again. Compare Mario to Rocky. I too have a
I'll
quote.
I'll wake up and Sylvester Stallone's going to be like, I see you.
I too have a quote from the Super Mario Brothers movie that I use daily.
Yahoo! Yeah!
It would be Scapelli.
Every day.
So,
every day you wake up to your alarm and it's that.
So let me nutshell.
Beat us to another job.
let me nutshell the beginning of this movie here. Yeah. So starts out very promising. Hey, you get the Super Mario Brothers theme song. Do 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 do. And then it slowly fades out to like some real symphony orchestra music, not Mario related, just original score. All right. Looks like a shitty 16-bit video game. Even Super Nintendo would be like, we wouldn't ever put out something like this.
We'll pass.
Yeah, some animated dinosaurs talking about how life ain't no better than this, and then a meteorite comes, bye-bye dinosaurs. 65 million years later, we're at present day. But what happened if that didn't kill the dinosaurs? What if that meteorite just caused our realities to split into two different dimensions?
I think you just nailed that literally word for word. Because there's a narrator saying this all at the beginning.
I don't believe that's what he says, but
I think he does, though. I think that's pretty close.
Kind of like us.
Yeah.
But what if they found a way to come back?
Yeah.
Shung, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it's like, why that starts
why,
that way?
God, why?
Like, why did any movie, like, it just didn't make sense.
So now we're in present-day Brooklyn. Or not even present day. It's like 20 years before.
Yeah.
And he got this ragtag looking woman in this weird spiky getup dropping an egg at a church.
Yeah. Nuns find the egg. I looked at you at the very beginning. These nuns open this little thingy that was left on their doorstep. And it's an egg. And it hatches. And there's a baby girl inside of it. And I'm thinking, those nuns would be like, nope. Not dealing with this, Antichrist.
They're like, an egg with a baby in it must be Christian.
Yeah. Better raise it.
Better raise it. That'd be the Christian thing to do.
It is, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. Came out of an egg. Something might be weird. You might want to get that baby to a fucking hospital.
Maybe. And they're like, nah, we got
this. We got it.
And then now we jump present day. Yes. And you got introduced to Mario, Luigi. They are plumbers doing plumber things, struggling for work.
And I think the first thing you said is John Hoskin or Bob. I'm mixing their names. Christ. He's English.
He's English. Yeah. John Leguizamo is Latino.
Yeah. But you mix them together, you get Italians,
you get
right?
Italian brothers.
So. Italian brother plumbers.
Yeah, that's it. So they're rushing around doing work. You kind of get a feel of who they are as characters.
And would you say, like most movies, like I know you've talked about this before, was it a proper character intro? Like, do you think it introduced the characters and how they're going to be for the entirety of the film?
For this film, yes.
Yeah.
As the characters that we are being presented to, sure, yeah. You get a good feel of who Mario is, his personality, how he talks, how he orders Luigi around, you know, how they interact with each other. Yes, how Luigi is, how eccentric he is, what he's into, their personalities within the first couple minutes of being introduced them as characters for the story that we are being told. Yes, I think that's good. And upon arriving to a scene or a plumbing job,
yeah.
We are kind of introduced to a antagonist, I suppose. Scapelli,
yeah.
Scapelli.
The bad man.
Just taking over their territory.
Their plumbing business.
Yes. Doesn't sound like the most interesting movie you've ever
yeah.
heard.
This is Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers
Super
movie.
Mario Brothers.
Where every Mario Brothers game, I don't say every Mario Brothers game, but the majority is about you saving a princess, sure, but saving her in like this magical, bright, shiny land. Mm-hmm. That you're going down green pipes and you're kicking a big turtle's ass.
Turtles and mushroom creatures and what other fucking things are around? All kinds of malarkey.
Well, and like flash forward through this film for those of you who hadn't seen it, they end up meeting a Daisy, and for those of you who don't know, there's Peach and there's Daisy, and originally it was Princess Toadstool in the older games, which it's now Peach Toadstool. So
indeed,
yeah. So they meet up with Daisy, and they find out, and Daisy's the baby from the beginning of the movie, and all of these things happen, and they end up in Dino Hatton. They end up going down. She digs for dinosaurs. They find the Scapelli.
Scapelli, through shenanigans, opens up the portal to the ultimate.
The portal to hell.
Yeah, basically. Dino Hatton.
Yeah, they're doing a dinosaur dig in the middle of Manhattan, and a portal opens to Dino Hatton, a parallel universe caused by the meteorite that destroyed the dinosaurs. Sound like a stretch? We thought so too.
Because
science. That's what happens when a meteorite hits Earth.
In old Dino Hatton, we get introduced to the antagonist, villain, the big bad of Super Mario, King Koopa. However, he is not King Koopa. King Koopa is a giant turtle dragon beast that spits fire.
Bowser. For those of you who might not know.
For the layperson.
Yeah.
In this film, we get Dennis Hopper as President Koopa.
Which, honestly, if I may say, I think he does a good performance with what he has.
What I'm saying.
I think most of the actors in this movie do a good job with what they're given.
This movie is shit.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah. There's some saving graces of it.
Yes. You got President Koopa. He's just a man with some goofy hair. And his big thing, he has a couple big things. One, he wants this rock, the last piece of the meteorite that was left with the baby egg. And Daisy now wears it around her neck. He needs the rock to put back into the meteorite to merge the dimensions so he can go from Dino Hatton to real world and rule over all. Okay? But he also needs the princess because she's the only one powerful enough to put the rock back. That's his plot. That's his thing. But he also has... like a germophobia.
Yeah.
And,
like, why?
He has a germophobia, and he has a thing for getting his pizza.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Spicy pizza.
Yes.
Spicy pizza, and, it's weird because, like I said, if you think of a Mario Brothers movie, it should be a slam dunk. It should be easy.
It should be a blast.
It should be a blast. But you said this movie was a blast.
It is.
And there's just things throughout
the
movie.
I'm so contradicting. I'm like, it's shit, but it's amazing. Yeah.
Like, this is the best movie ever. But there are, I mean, like I said, there's some saving graces. And you do see things that you're like, you see a charm in the movie, if that's a good way of putting it. I feel like it might have been better if it wasn't a Mario movie. Yeah?
I don't know. This sounds so silly, but it drives itself so far away from the source material. They go out of their way to make it their own thing, and it just doesn't work. But I like the style of it.
Mm.
It's like dystopian, like almost.
Yeah,
like,
this Dino Hatton is like shit. Like everything's falling apart. Like there's still a Statue of Liberty, which doesn't really make sense when you get down to it, because that was a gift from the French.
And in this Dino Hatton, Dino Hatton, yeah. Alternate universe is just the city, and the rest of the planet is a desert. There's nothing.
So it doesn't make much sense how that got there. But like everything's there.
But I like the style of it. I don't know why. Like I said, it was like
dystopian,
like cyberpunk, like Mad Max, Super Mario, like
mashup,
abortion.
Like, yeah, something that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I don't know why. But I like the setting.
There's a scene in the movie that we discussed where Daisy is discussing with Luigi and Mario and Mario's girlfriend, who is not Peach. She's kind of discussing that she was abandoned as a child and she didn't know her parents. She was raised by nuns. And Luigi says, that's how I am too. Mario raised me. How many times have we seen this movie? Probably at least 10, 15, maybe 20. A lot.
1,000 times, yeah.
Yeah, 1,000 times. Gus, was saying, he was just like, I don't like it, because he's basically saying Mario's his father. I'm like, no, I think he's saying that Mario raised him, but Mario's still his brother. He's just his older brother. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah, I was like, Luigi's like, Mario brought me up. He's been my mother my whole life. You've been my mother, my father, everybody.
My uncle.
Yeah, yeah. The way I've
Good podcasting.
Tooken too. The way I've taken that my entire life, I've been watching this movie since I was wee to ye.
Wee to Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. And I forever have been like, Luigi was abandoned. He was adopted by Mario, and Mario brought him up. It's like, I don't like that. I like in the video games that they're actually brothers. And Ben turns to me. He's like, no, they are brothers. They just don't know who Luigi never met his parents because they passed away or whatever. That's not talked about, but Mario brought him up. I was just like, fuck.
Yeah. It all makes sense now.
Woken
Matt Hardy. But they are brothers, and it's just interesting because they do end up finding their way to this Dino Hatton, as we said. And there's nuances to the story of, like, the Mario universe that was created by the video games. You could clearly say that this video game, Mario video games, are some of the most beloved video games of all time. If not, probably one of the most popular video games of all time.
Could you say a more popular video game character than Mario?
The Fortnite guy.
Yeah.
Now, maybe.
No.
People are like, who the fuck's Mario?
I don't think
anyone. Is he in Fortnite?
I don't think anyone's saying that.
That's the next Smash Brothers Royale.
It's called Super Smash Brothers after Super Mario. It's not called Fortnite Smash.
Mario Party Royale Smash the Third.
Yeah. Mario Party. Who's Mario?
but you do see nuances, and they don't. The movie just does not do the nuances to the universe justice. Like, they come in, and there's the thwomp bar or whatever, and it's.
And
the
thwomps are like the big old blocks that drop down on Mario and go, Arr!
Yeah. And then there's Toad.
My poop noise.
Yeah. There's Toad, who is just a guy, like a hippie guy, singing songs and has a harmonica, and he gets arrested for singing anti-President Koopa songs. Or anti, if that bothers you that I said anti.
Anti-am. But in reality,
yeah.
Toad.
In the real world, damn it.
Toad is a little mushroom man that screams like, yeah!
Yahoo! Yahoo! Yeah, so there's this nuances like that get fucked up, and then they all the different things, like right down to Yoshi. Like, Yoshi is in this film, right? Yeah, and he doesn't make any of those noises. Yoshi is just a raptor, literally a tiny, like, Jurassic Park raptor. He does have a long tongue. He does whip it out at one point and lick a girl with it, and that's not an exaggeration. He does.
It's good. Yoshi was like a animatronic puppeteer creation, and it looked pretty good.
Yeah, it did.
If that movie was made today, it would be CGI, and I don't think it would look as good.
Probably not.
I like the way it looks.
No, yeah, they did a good job with that. I mean, right down to the Goombas. So in the real world, again, of Mario, the Goombas are tiny little guys that you could jump and stomp on their head, and they're the little brown, like, walker guys with the feet. Yeah. Little brown walking guys with feet.
I'm like,
yeah.
They look like mushrooms.
Yeah, they're little mushrooms.
That would have been so much easier. So. Yeah, little mushrooms with eyes.
That's better. But you can stomp on the head. In this universe, they're people that were de-evolved from basically humans to these giant monsters.
These human dino hybrids.
Yeah, human dino hybrids that have giant bodies looking like Roman Reigns or John Cena, I guess. Looking like John Cena.
These guys look like Brock Lesnar. Big
looking
bodies,
like, looking
heads.
Like, yeah, looking like Brock Lesnar with big body, tiny head, smaller, like chihuahua-sized heads. Yes. Yeah. So it's just different. It's definitely, like you said, they go so far from what the source material was.
Out of their way.
And almost, in a sense, it's like they set the standard for every video game movie after it. Because every video game's like, they look at it, they look at the scales, and they're like, make a movie that's based on the video game, make a movie that just has the character's name, but has nothing to do with the video game. They like that one better, the latter better. Because really, that's what ends up having. A lot of movies lose that source material, I feel, when it comes to a video game movie.
There hasn't, correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm sure there's one movie.
I was gonna say there isn't. You know what? To date,
people like Resident Evil. It's not. I mean, it's strayed.
To,
but
to date, the most popular video game movie, movie based on video game. If you ask most people, is fucking Mortal Kombat that came out in 1995.
Really? Because I watched Doom a couple months ago. That's a lie. I watched Doom probably like 5 years ago.
I watched Doom yesterday.
Did you? Huh? Really?
No.
I was going to say. But there, I mean, like, Doom's not a terrible movie, and that goes because of the Rock's in it. I don't think it's terrible.
It's all right.
It's an action movie. It has a great scene in it, though, where it goes into your, like, old school FPS.
That's, like, the best part. That's just a movie, though. It strays so far away from the source. Like, in Doom, he goes to fucking hell. And fights these demons.
He goes to Mars.
Yeah, and they say, like, this is like hell. Like, fuck you. Yeah, and that's what I'm getting at, too. Maybe that's what I was getting at. Like, most popular movie based on video game. Sure, it's probably Mortal Kombat, but that's also the closest to the actual.
Mortal Kombat's a pretty good
material.
Movie, too. That's a popcorn. Not a popcorn flick. I'm going to keep using that phrase.
No, that would be a popcorn flick.
You think?
Tomb Raider. I enjoy the first Tomb Raider.
I've never seen those.
Oh, they're pretty good. Pretty good.
Just because of Angelina Jolie?
Yeah. I mean, they're stupid, too.
all stupid.
But it's funny we're talking about Super Mario because I believe next year, maybe 2 years, Illumination is coming out with a Super Mario Brothers movie, finally. Complete animated CGI Super Mario Brothers movie from the creators of Despicable Me and Minions and all that fun stuff.
And that could be fantastic or terrible.
I don't think it will be terrible. Have they put out a terrible movie?
I hated Life of Pets.
I didn't see
that. I mean, I don't think it's terrible. I just think it's basically Toy Story, but with animals.
Probably not as charming either.
It's not. I didn't think it was that great, but that's just moi.
Yeah. Okay. But, I don't agree.
They have an opportunity to, like, between this and between Mario, this is the way I look at it, between Mario and even though, like, technically, Detective Pikachu is coming out with Ryan Reynolds, and that's not like it's part of Nintendo, but it's not completely Nintendo because it's more Pokemon company than Nintendo. I'm hoping, like, I look at those movies and I think if their successes were one step closer to a Legend of Zelda film or of some sort,
I believe,
or TV show,
they just announced casting. I don't know how long this show has been announced, but The Witcher,
with Superman.
Yeah, Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah.
Henry Cavill's mustache.
Yeah. I mean, I never played The Witcher, but I know it's just a fantastic video game from what I've been told. Yeah. A lot of lists have it as like one of the best stories, one of the best RPGs you can play. It's looking bright for video games, so long as they stay to that source material.
No, we say it's looking bright. However, last year, did we not get Assassin's Creed? Which should be easy money.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, take my money. The story's there.
Yeah.
And they fucked that up, too.
Yeah, because they made it their own. They made it completely separate from the video games. Like, in my opinion, like, theoretically, if we're making a Mario movie, which we'll get into more in depth a little later, I would want it's strictly based on the video game story. Kind of like, I know this isn't like 100% true because video or books stray from this when they get turned into a movie. But like if you took a movie or a video game that already has a preset story, I'd almost rather you make the video game, like, just take that story and just make it into a movie. Like, take that same story, just retell it to me in a movie. So every time I want to see that story, I don't have to play the game. I can just watch it.
I was just going to play devil's advocate and say, why don't you just play the game?
Well, that's true, but that's a lot of...
not everyone's going to... Not everyone plays video
games. Yeah, like, and that... But then on top of that, like, for instance, like, I like to read, but I've only read, like, 30 books in my life, and I don't get an enjoyment out of listening to audiobooks as much. So when I read, I like to get into those books. But once I read them, that's the last time I'm probably going to ever read them. Mm. Like, I have my favorite books, but, like, it takes something for me to read. Like, if I'm reading it, I better fucking like it. And then once I'm done, I'm done. I'm never going to read it again. So, like, moving from that to, like, a video game, a lot of times I don't think I've ever played, other than games that maybe, like, I beat and then, like, literal years later, I beat again. If it was a movie and it was the same story, I'd be more inclined to watch
it. It's less of a commitment. It's an hour and a half to 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's like right now, just on top of this, on this video game to movie, like, topic, I'm playing Persona 5, which I've talked to you about. And for those of you who don't know, Persona 5, it's a video game that has a story that is over 100 hours long on average. There is currently a show out that is based solely on that video game, and it retells the story to a T, from what I've been told. And as soon as I'm done with this game, I almost want to watch that show just to relive the story, but not have to play through the game again. So that's just kind of my thoughts on that. But yeah, I think I would enjoy watching the same stories that were told in the video game and in a movie setting.
So, yes, getting back to old Super Mario
Brothers.
Yeah,
getting back on track.
Back on track. There's a lot of smut that goes on in this movie. A lot of just, like, when I hear Super Mario Brothers, I think Dance Club with dinosaur songs and people drinking tequila shots with worms, and the worms scream.
Yep.
And jumping around on
giant jumping boots,
and
that are powered by bullet bills.
Yeah, like, just nonsense. That's what I want in my Mario Brothers movie. And then being trapped in the desert and just, like, walking around and having, that's like our exposition, like, dialogue scene for the characters to find out, like, what's really going on. Like, come on now, this should be, like, a fun, like family. I would want Super Mario Brothers to be more of like a family genre kind of film. This is very dark and dystopian. And
there's a lot of, like, implied, like, sexual moments in this film. Like Koopa's, like, going at Daisy in a very sexual way, like, very aggressive way in some scenes.
What's he say, like, little girls never forget the first time they were kissed by a lizard.
Yeah, and then he, like, whips out his tongue. I'm like, yeesh.
Like, that's my go-to pickup line.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's things. I think my newest, like, favorite thing about this movie that I never realized was there at the end scene. I think one of the coolest little nods to the movie that is probably one of the most accurate nods to like the video game is there's a Bob Omb. It's a little wind up toy and it lights, and everyone's terrified of the Bob Omb. And at the very end, as you see it walking through, like, a grated floor, you see its feet, and on the bottom of its feet, it says Reebok and has the Reebok logo. I'm like, we do not bow to our sponsors.
I saw, once again, for, like, the billionth time watching this movie, is why?
Yeah. I'm like, Reebok. I don't think I've ever noticed that. Like, this is definitely the first time I've noticed that the Bob Omb is wearing Reeboks.
Probably because we've always watched it on VHS, and this time we watched it on DVD.
Yeah.
Next time we'll watch it on Blu-ray.
No, next time we'll watch it on 4K, and it'll be coming out the fucking screen.
Yes. I want to be able to 3D. Count Mario's mustache hairs.
I mean, a lot happens in this film. So much happens. For only being, a little over an hour long? Hour and 30 minutes long?
Yeah, hour and a half or so.
It just, a lot happens.
That you didn't ask for.
Yeah. 104 minutes. 104 minutes. So
that might be the best way to put it. This is the Mario story you didn't ask for.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like just a bad outing.
It's like you want a movie about one of the most beloved characters of all time, and the only thing that is like represented in that character, other than name and occupation, is name and occupation, then this is your movie.
Yeah, but if you want a real Mario Brother movie, well, let's try to make something better. Why don't we? Why don't we do the old recast remake of this film? Why don't we try take this time on this pod to look at this film and think about the actors, the actresses we have today, the directors, directing styles, and the story. Take the story that we're given here
Okay.
and mold it, make it a little better, change things up, use the technology we have,
So you're not saying let's make a fresh movie.
no, I'm saying look, let's take this movie and maybe polish this turd a little bit, you
Okay.
know, and add our own actors, add our own actresses to it. So why don't we start with a director? We'll go director. So like if we were taking this film, who we getting to direct our Mario Brothers movie?
Well, it all depends now. Hold on now.
Oh.
Are we keeping the dystopian Dino
What do you
Hatton
think? Do
setting?
you want to make your
Well,
own?
if you change that, you're changing the whole fucking movie.
You're
Like
right.
that
You're
that
right.
is what it is.
Yeah, we're
So,
changing the whole movie.
what is the concept? Are we changing? Like,
We can make our own Mario Brothers. Let's make our own Mario Brothers movie. We're making our own Mario Brothers movie, start to finish.
Okay.
Now, then we'll start then with our director then. What who are we getting for our director? I need someone whimsical. We could try like Steven Spielberg probably make a fucking great Super Mario
You know,
Brothers
he's not
movie.
who I'd want.
No?
No. Live action?
See, that's up to you. 'Cause I was gonna say, I thought I always like when I was thinking about this today, wouldn't it be neat if we did do a live action film, maybe where in the real like there was this real world in this Mushroom Kingdom world
Okay.
separate. Every time Mario goes to the Mushroom Kingdom, it's 2D. Like 2D side scroller 2D.
Not 8-bit.
Yeah, 8-bit. It'd be like Mario Odyssey in a sense.
Okay.
But I digress. But yeah, no, you need a director. Ryan Johnson. So everyone will hate it and not watch it.
I'll say let's keep it live action because if it was animated, I'd want I can't remember his name. Off the top of my head, the gentleman who
The man.
voices the guy, buddy, the guy who voices Mario and Luigi and all those
Yeah.
characters. Shit, I can't remember his
Shouldn't
name.
have said it if you don't know it.
Well, that guy who does the voice of
The
Mario.
guy, the voice of Mario.
Yeah,
Him.
that's who I'd want, and that's not as fun to. For our purpose here, so let's make it a live action movie.
Live
Like
action.
we got that penciled in. So if for a director, I'd want someone who could bring some fun to this story. Steven Spielberg for sure. Are we making it modern day, or are we going back to 1993?
Modern day. It's
Okay.
if we were taking today's tech, today's actors, actresses,
Okay.
and just throwing it into the bundle.
Okay.
We're making a movie.
I'm gonna go a little crazy here, cause I'm just winging it. This is
Gotcha.
off the top of my head. The director that poked into my brain is Edgar Wright.
Okay. So like the director of like Baby Driver and
Shaun of the
Shaun of the
Dead, Hot
Dead.
Fuzz,
Okay.
World's End, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. That's what really.
So Simon Pegg is Mario.
Yeah, Simon Pegg.
And
He's
what's
got to
his
be in
name?
there
Nick
somewhere.
Frost?
Nick Frost
Nick
is.
Frost is Luigi.
Yeah, I'd flip him. I'd flip him. Simon Pegg
I
is
got you.
Luigi.
I got you.
Nick Frost is Mario. No, but now just as far as style, I like the live action yet animated style that he brought to Scott Pilgrim versus the World. If you haven't seen that, check it out. It is a comic book movie. All right, it is for lovers of movies and video games and anime and comic books. Like, that style is fleshed out
Yeah,
for the eyes.
definitely.
And not saying I want that exact style, but he has that creative
And the
side in his
ability to
brain.
do it, yeah.
And he can tell a good story, and he can give you some fun action, and that's what I want out of a Mario Brothers movie.
Right, so
I
we
want some
got that then
style.
too. I also want to kind of play off that. Who would we get to score said film? To do the music for the film, because like I honestly, you always think of like your two big guys, but I honestly might say Danny Elfman who could do like a real high pitch, like Speedy. Yeah. For those of you, like, just to give you an idea of like music Danny Elfman's done, he did the original Batman movies with the Tim Burton Batman. Pretty much any Tim Burton movie has been done by Danny Elfman. He did the Simpsons theme. For those of you, probably a lot of people know the Simpsons theme. Yeah. So that's Danny Elfman.
Spider-Man's,
yeah, for all the Sam Raimi movies, Spider-Man 1 through 3, Tobey Maguire. So, yeah, I just think that he'd be a good match. Do you have any counter to that?
Alan Silvestri.
I mean, all right, so for Alan Silvestri, that's our comparison. You said never compare Rocky to the Mario Brothers movie. Alan Silvestri did the music for Rocky, Gonna Fly Now, no, Going the Distance. No.
Yes, huh? That's Bill Conti.
Bill Conti. Who's Alex Vest?
He did Back to the Future.
Oh, shit. Yes. I knew that name from somewhere, and I was like, that's Rocky.
And he did Avengers. Bill Conti. And, yeah, Bill Conti's Rocky.
Bill Conti, Rocky. So, Alex
Vestry.
He's come a long way. Fuck.
He did Back to the Future before. He also did Super Mario Brothers.
But now
movie.
He's just making – he's probably making so much fucking money from the Avengers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he's doing that.
I listen to those tracks all the time too. Just when I want to get hyped and think I'm Captain America. Curl a helicopter with my foot.
Whoa.
All right. So then, did you have a counter? Alex Vestry.
I like Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman, yeah.
Sure.
He's a little different. So we got directing it. We got Edgar Wright, and we got then with that Danny Elfman. So then let's just move on from there to our leads of the film and just the movie. I think we'll just do the primary stuff here. I don't know many screenwriters or anything. We'll get Ben Affleck to screenwrite it.
Yeah.
Who you want play Mario?
Super Mario. The Rock. No. damn. I don't know. Do you have anybody in mind off the top of your head while I ponder?
Bob Hoskins. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
When I kind of thought about Mario, it's weird because, I was trying to think of like a short Italian actor, and none were like really popping into my head, and then I was just kind of thinking of different actors that could probably play that role. But really, when I wanted to ask you before I discussed that, because I did have an idea in mind, and I don't know about it completely, but I feel like they would put their heart and soul into the role. How old Mario be? How old we thinking? Like in his 40s, in his 30s?
Maybe late to early 40s, sure.
I was going to lay on the line. I think he's a little older than that. But Christian Bale is Mario.
I feel like
he'd put his heart and soul into it. He'd get fat for that role.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, certainly. Ooh. I just had a different idea.
All right.
I don't know if I like it now I think about it.
I don't know. Hit me with it.
I was thinking of mustaches, and I thought of...
Henry Cavill.
Oh, my.
It's that picture that you see the fan art of just Mario, but he's fucking jacked to shit.
That would be him. Just take Henry Cavill from Mission Impossible 6 with his mustache and put a Mario hat on him. Chris Pratt.
Okay, yeah.
With a mustache.
No, I would... Can he do an Italian accent, you think? Could he rock that? Fuck it. We're doing it live. Yeah. No Italian accent.
In our fantasy booking in this movie, he is full-on Italian.
Yeah. Chris Pratt is Mario. He's full-blown Italian. No one can touch him.
I do want to see your Christian Bale Mario, though.
I don't know. I think he'd be good. I was thinking about him. Like, Christian Bale could do anything, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like Christian Bale would kill it.
Hell of a penis.
Hell of a penis on Christian Bale, tell you what. But I feel like, yeah. What do you think, then? We'll flip a coin on that? I don't have a coin.
hold on. I'll get a coin.
Get a coin? Oh, he's got a coin. Because I do think that that Christian Bale would, like I said, put his heart and soul into that role. However, I do like yours there as well. I definitely think that he would do a good job in that role, do it justice. So what are we doing then? Heads for
justice.
Heads for Christian Bale. Tails for
Star-Lord.
Star-Lord, man. All Chris right. Pratt.
Batman or Star-Lord?
Batman or Star-Lord? Oops. Andy dropped it. And I think it rolled under
there. Hold on now.
All right.
Gotta do it fresh.
Do it fresh. Hit it up.
I'll catch you this time.
Head for Christian Bale, tails for... You dropped it again. Oh, my fucking God. All right. Nope. Don't pick it up. All right.
I see what it is, though.
What is it?
It is tails.
All right. So Star-Lord. Star-Lord is Mario.
All right.
All right. So now...
He's a very bankable leading man.
Yeah. I mean, now, yeah. Especially now, he's become very popular. So now we need a Luigi in our life.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale is Luigi, yeah.
Maybe we should have thought of it like that.
Yeah.
I
do have one in mind for Luigi. I thought a Bradley Cooper would be good in that role. Then we have two of the Guardians.
Why not?
But
and
I didn't think
Batista's Bowser.
Yeah, I thought dumb. Bowser Cooper. Bradley Cooper.
Bowser Cooper.
I did think Bradley Cooper would be a good Luigi. But then I also thought of, and I thought this one was a little better, Adam Driver as Luigi.
Oh my.
Yeah. He's tall. He's like tall and lanky and goofy looking. I just thought maybe.
Okay.
Adam Driver is Kylo Ren. You're
like Mario.
Yeah.
You're nothing.
You're nothing. Came from nothing. And so did I, because I don't know my father. He's been my mother, my brother, my father.
You were my mother, my brother. My whole life.
Tobey Maguire as Luigi.
Don't get me hard. Don't get me hard. How about this? Let me think Luigi. Got an idea of him in your head?
Yep. Goofy as fuck. Dead now.
Luigi?
Yeah, he got killed in that Smash Brothers trailer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. here we go. Jay Baruchel.
Eh, yeah. Well, now we just need Adam Driver as... We need Sean William Scott
as Peach.
Sean William Scott as Mario and
Sean William Scott.
Did I fuck his name up?
No.
No.
From what?
From Goon.
Oh, Goon. Okay.
Like Jay Baruchel and Sean William Scott.
I was like, where are you going with Sean William?
Yeah,
Scott?
I was like Mario.
Didn't think of the Goon.
The there. Connection there.
That's, that's my sense. Who'd you rather have? Who'd you say, Bradley Cooper or
Bradley Cooper, Adam Driver, and you said Jay Baruchel. I think Jay Baruchel might be a good pick for that. He's kind of
like, hey, Mario.
He might play it well. Like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Where's my dragon?
So I mean, then if we're looking at our cast, we'd have Chris Pratt and Jay Baruchel.
So what I am looking for in a Mario Bros., I don't know if this is what you're looking for, is something more fun.
Something more.
Yes. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I think between them, I mean, we see it in the Avengers movies and even Jurassic World, which you're sporting a Jurassic World shirt. Chris Pratt, very capable of being funny. I think this is how he is.
And also we've seen in the Guardians movies, he's very capable of having those dramatic moments as well.
Yeah. So to have him be a Mario and then Luigi be a Jay Baruchel, who is also, well, I mean, and to Bradley Cooper, Adam Driver, maybe not so much. I don't know. Has he been in many comedies?
He was just in Black Klansman, and I heard he was... I don't know if I heard he was funny in it. I heard he was funny in it. I want to see this movie, so I'm not too sure on that. But he seems like a very capable actor. He can act funny.
Yeah.
Why not?
I guess. He's hilarious as Kylo Ren.
He's about as funny as Liam Neeson in a comedy.
I want you to blow that ship out of the sky! Liam Neeson is Mario, and... I don't know what you've done to the princess. but all right, so we got Luigi. I'm game for Jay Baruchel. I'm good for that. Luigi, Jay Baruchel. So then let's cast two more of the mains here. Let's do King Koopa, Bowser, and then I want to ask you before we do King Koopa. Let's do. Are we for this film? So in the Mario Brothers movie, they do Daisy, and that, I think they did that mainly because they wanted Luigi to have his love interest because he was the younger brother and go more that route.
I think
instead
also,
of Peach.
I'm just making this up now, but maybe because it was like early 90s, maybe they wanted something to connect to the younger audiences visually, so they had Luigi be the younger brother and, you know, have it be a younger love story.
Yeah. Yeah. So, would you want to do Daisy again? Do a Daisy Luigi story, or would you want to do a Mario Peach
I'd
story?
rather go more traditional.
Yeah, Mario Peach. That's what I was thinking, 'cause I just, that's pretty much the purpose of most of the
Mario
games.
Peach,
Yeah.
Mario Mario, Luigi Mario.
Yeah. Brothers. How many Marios are there between you three? There's three. Or how many Marios are there between you two? There's three. Mario Mario, Luigi Mario.
That is a line from the movie, and it also won the Oscar for best line ever written in a
Exactly.
film. That's when you find out the Super Mario Brothers' last name. Mario, Luigi, their last name is Mario. Mario, Mario, Luigi, Mario. And a lot of people over the years have been bitching about that, like, that's so stupid. Or they're like, oh, that's so funny. I'm like, it actually makes sense. They are the Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
They tell you, they've told you all along.
It's been in your face.
It's been spit in your ear for years.
So then, all right, so if we're going with Peach, who is your Peach? Who's the Peach? Who's the Peach in your eye? The apple in your eye, the peach in your eye.
Peach in my ass. Wait, what?
What?
Peach. Someone sweet.
I had Scar Joe, but that's because I want to see Scar Joe.
Okay. Scar Joe.
Scarlett Johansson.
Why not?
Black Widow. She rocks the blonde hair.
Yes, she does. We've seen it time and time again here and there.
Capable princess.
How about Alexa Bliss, WWE wrestler?
Alexa Bliss.
Yes.
Miss Bliss.
Let me think here. Well, go on. Talk more about ScarJo. Why Scarlett
Like I said, I
Johansson?
just think based on like the Avengers
She
and
kicks a lot of
she
ass.
kicks a
Why
lot of ass.
would she need
That's why I said she's
help?
capable princess. Because we're gonna make Bowser the Rock, and he's gonna be
Whoa.
badass. Bowser, played by Brock Lesnar, and he's just gonna beat everyone.
My pick for Princess Peach is John Cena.
Be good.
Actually,
Be the Rock and the Tooth Fairy,
you
like
know who I
in that
want.
dress.
This is just, I'll throw this out because I do like the idea of Scarlett Johansson. Michelle Williams. You familiar?
Give me a movie.
She.
It sounds familiar.
She's in lots of stuff. She's
Yeah.
been nominated for many
Many
Oscars.
an Oscar.
She shares a child with the late Heath Ledger. When I think of Michelle Williams, I don't know why, but I think of Oz the Great and Powerful. She plays Glinda the Good Witch.
Oh, okay.
She's
It's been a
in
long
like
while
Shutter
since.
Island. I'm like naming her not popular ones.
Yeah.
She was recently in
You're naming
fucking
movies I haven't seen in years, too.
yeah. She's in fucking Greatest Showman.
Haven't seen it yet.
She's in a lot of stuff. And we're also trying to do this without the aid of social media, so I can't just like
Yeah, no,
Google
yeah, we're
it.
trying to do this all from memory.
Yeah, Michelle Williams. I don't like I thought of her as Glinda the Good Witch, and she has like this
The
like,
blonde hair and the
well,
sweet voice
the
and
sweetness, yeah, the sweetness to her, and very queen princess like. But that's just my thought. But I do like the concept of what Scarlett Johansson could bring to that character. It would be different from a traditional Princess Peach, but that might
It's
be all right.
2018.
Yeah.
We need badass Peach.
That might be
Take care
right.
of herself.
Well, write it
Go
down.
with ScarJo. All right, go with ScarJo. And then lastly, we got Bowser.
Wow.
So who are we doing? Let's say this. Would Bowser be like animatronic? We doing CGI? We rocking CGI for him?
Have you ever seen Legend with Tom Cruise?
Fuck, I hate that movie so
Okay,
much.
you've seen it then.
Yeah,
You
it's
know how they
terrible.
do darkness.
Yeah,
Tim
big horn
Curry.
guy from Legend. That's
Yes.
Family Guy reference.
So, Tim Curry. They got Tim Curry. He's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
He's in all that makeup. That's what
Yeah.
I want. An actor, a actor,
Actors.
an
Great
actor,
podcast.
an actor in so much fucking makeup
You can't tell it's
it's
them.
not even necessary.
Yeah.
And I want it to be played
I wanted
by
to be Tom Cruise.
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, shit. I like that.
I was saying
No,
that
I
to
do,
joke,
though.
but
Like,
that's
think
not
about
bad.
that, though. I mean, would he even talk, though? Like, would you want Bowser to
Yeah, might,
talk, or
yeah.
would you want him just to make noises?
I'd want him to growl and gruff.
No noises then. Subtitles.
I want Anthony Hopkins to do the noises.
See, I would like. I want Vin Diesel. I am
Brian.
Groot. Like just that. Only
Hey, man.
Bowser.
Peach is my family.
Family.
Family. Peach is my
No,
family now.
I want I mean, yeah. So you think subtitles then, like the video games, like just rah, 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 and then subtitles, like get the fuck away from me, Mario.
Interesting. That would be definitely the more traditional route. Mm-hmm. But you know, just for the sake of this movie factory mashup, he has to have a voice.
All right. So we're giving him a voice. You don't want. So you who were you saying then? You Anthony Hopkins.
I like
Anthony Hopkins.
Maybe.
I mean, it would work. He'd be creepy.
What about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Only way I'd do that is if we gave him this ridiculous puns. Like he was just Mr. Freeze 2.0 again.
Yeah, like turtle shell puns.
Yes.
And plumber puns.
Yes.
And fireball
the
puns.
Entire time.
Maybe.
That's the only way I would want it to be Arnold.
Who do you have in mind?
So I had in mind from the very beginning. Now his name's. I know his first name. J.K. Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons. Mm-hmm. I thought he'd be just good at being an asshole,
wow.
And he does the. I was kind of thinking if he could like gruff up because he's the yellow M&M,
yeah.
In the commercials. Yeah,
Santa. Like,
he is real.
I like how we both went.
Yeah,
went
the Santa one.
Brothers.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just thought he's J. Jonah Jameson in the Spider-Man movies by Sam Raimi with Tobey Maguire. I thought if he could just maybe gruff up his voice a little bit, he could rock that scene.
Tobey Maguire's Bowser. That's the goal, is we got to mention Tobey Maguire every podcast.
As many times as we can. Yeah. Tobey Maguire as Yoshi.
Tobey Maguire as Tobey Maguire.
So who are you thinking there then, fella?
J.K. Simmons is nice. He's Jack too.
He's yeah. Jack now, yeah. Because
yeah.
he's gonna be
how about
Commissioner Gordon?
How about you dust off old Jack Nicholson?
He'd be good too. Oh,
get him
yeah,
out
yeah.
of retirement. Be like Mario, Luigi. Welcome to my castle.
I'm gonna take Peach, and I am a man of my word.
That is
different. That's a different Joker.
That is a different.
That
Joker.
Was the point. That was the point, yeah. I was just smashing my jokers up. I was hoping you would take it and go into I'm a number one guy.
I was about to, and then you threw me off. Like,
yeah, I was trying to direct it back to that, see if you could take it, run.
So
fucked it up. It's your fault, not mine.
Who you want?
I don't know. Because then you just said Jack Nicholson. And that made me like,
well,
I don't know why it made me want Danny DeVito like as Bowser.
I'm Bowser.
Like I don't know. Like I think of Phil from Hercules, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's Bowser.
That's pretty funny.
He might be good.
Is this? We never decide. Is this dude in a suit makeup?
Yeah,
fuck it.
Little Danny DeVito waddling around.
Is he
Bowser.
CGI?
It could be both.
Both
happening
at the
same time. Yeah, both. Tom Hanks is Bowser.
He's in full makeup, but also full CGI.
Yes.
And looks completely different.
We could. I mean, we're overlooking this. Honestly, like, if we did went like full CGI for like one of the biggest villains of all time in video games, like, you might want to just go with an Andy Serkis. Or,
ooh.
Yeah, who Andy Serkis, if you
Take
don't know
money.
Who that is, yeah, is plays Caesar in all the Planet of the Apes movies. He's the King Kong in the Peter Jackson remake, he is King Kong. Like he does all the animatronic. He's Smeagol or Gollum in the Lord of the Rings movies. So he's shown that he's really capable in doing that motion capture.
He's one of the most versatile actors out there.
Yeah,
right now.
So he might be a good pick for a role like that as well. I think he could change his voice up a lot too and make it different.
He's been in live action movies too throughout the years. He's been recently in like Black Panther mm-hmm. as a villain, the Claw. He was in The Adventures of Tintin, which is another motion capture film. You sold me
yeah.
there. If you want Andy Serkis,
I'm game for Andy Serkis.
I'm on board.
I think
that's
a good
what
one.
I want.
All right, so we got then Edgar Wright filming the movie and Danny Elfman doing the music. We got Chris Pratt as Mario, Jay Baruchel as Luigi, Peach as Scarlett Johansson, and Bowser played by Andy Serkis. I think that's a fucking movie. That was the tickets sell them fucking selves.
Yeah.
Plot line, just regular plot line, generic plot line, you think?
I want, yeah, that's what I want. Just
just a Mario movie.
Mario.
Like, he's saving the princess. Yeah, mm-hmm. Princess gets taken. Do we even need, like, backstory? The video games take care of the backstory.
I don't want any explanation. I just want it to show up. You're in this kingdom, and there's a dude.
A plumber.
I don't even want him to do any plumbing.
I mean, it could be something like Mario, as like simple as like Mario and Luigi pull up to handle like the plumbing of the castle, mm-hmm. and but like really like while they're doing this job, a romance blooms between Peach and Mario, and then Peach gets taken away. It's a forbidden romance because he's of a lower status. We're making this real fucking serious now.
Some Shakespeare.
Yeah, and then she gets taken away, and all the guards get killed or some shit, or they get turned into fungus like they do in this movie.
How about? We have our cast, we have our director, but the plot is two brothers, they're plumbers, and they meet this girl named Peach, and she's gets sucked into an alternate dimension called Dino Haddon.
It's all dystopian. Yes. And it's the same movie. One. It's the same movie.
President Koopa, yeah. Starring Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just the generic story, and
let's
then
make
just,
our own movie, but make it that movie.
Yeah. But then too, like even with that, like you could do scenes like in the movie Kung Fury.
Kung Fury,
which if you haven't seen, it's on Netflix. It's a real treat. But there is a scene where it's almost like an old school side scrolling arcade fighting game,
right?
Where the main character is fighting people, and it's from a side angle. It's all shot from a side angle, 2D angle, and he's just fighting people that are coming at him. You could do that for certain scenes where like they're traveling across the desert or they're traveling across the kingdom, where it's showing them fight these villains as they're roaming from like a side scroll view. It might be different. It'd be experimental, that's for sure.
Well, going back to our director, depending on how he decides to visually tell us a story, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah.
To blend, like, I'll say animation, more like stylized, transitional visual cues, things like that. That'd be fun to see.
Yeah, so it could be a little different, and then we just do the generic Mario story. He's going to save Princess Peach. He's traveling different kingdoms. I mean, you could do it even straight down Mario Odyssey style. He's flying around with Cappy, although until recently Luigi just got in with the DLC.
You're going beyond some people's heads.
Beyond plus ultra.
Continuing going on above people's heads. Like, what the fuck is Super Mario Odyssey?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
You get me?
Yeah.
You let me spit in your ear a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But regardless, I digress.
Mario Odyssey be the latest
Mario game.
Yeah. Yeah, puts on a hat and he can throw it. It's like an alien hat. And he can become things. He throws it at.
Yeah, but even then, too, like Mario 64, worlds. Where Peach gets captured, and that's a game, older Mario game for the N64. Peach gets captured, and he has to travel into paintings, and the paintings have different worlds in them, and yes. Things like that. So we could do different things like that, and we wouldn't even have to end it all in one movie. We could do multiple films, and the third film would trilogy this shit. We could make the Super Mario Brothers trilogy, and it could be the third movie is when he finally gets Peach back, and at the end of the first two, he thinks he's about to get her back, and you get the sorry Mario, our princess is in another castle.
Oh, so no.
And that's like that's how the movie ends, and it goes to the next movie.
Good.
So we could do it across like three kingdoms.
Maybe.
And the final kingdom's Bowser Castle.
I dig.
Yeah. So we could do three movies with that cast. We can make the Nintendo Cinematic Universe, the NCU, if you will.
NCU.
The NCU,
how
Nintendo
about
Cinematic
the
Universe.
Mario Cinematic Universe. We call it the MCU.
Never been done before, the MCU.
No,
we're gonna get sued. You better watch it.
Shh. We'll get sued.
But two, off of all this, I really think that would be a good story to be told, just like I said, the same as
pretty good.
Pretty good. I did have a question for you, though, just based on this cast, and this is a thing that I like to do to my brother in terms of conversations that we have when I'm asking questions and things. We like to take two actors or actresses or an actor to an actress and kind of play the same Kevin Bacon game, or you connect an actor to Kevin Bacon, or you connect Kevin Bacon to an actor or actress.
The degree game.
Yeah, but we do this with actors and actresses of any person. So for this question that I have for you here, guy, I want you to take 5 minutes. I have the answer already planned out. 5 minutes, less than that. Fuck it. You have 10 minutes.
I'll get it.
Less than that. 10 minutes. We can do it in five. I want you to connect Scarlett Johansson to Bob Hoskins.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I know. I got it in four movies. I had to cheat, but I got it in four movies. Yeah, now when we do this, we do not allow phones, so this is all from memory. I did it in four movies. Four? And there's a connector. Yeah, there's an actor that is the primary connector. Okay. That once I got him, I figured the rest out.
Damn.
I had to cheat to find him though.
Yeah, okay. I will not cheat. I will solve this puzzle. Scarlett Johansson, big. Yeah. And who am I bringing it to?
Scarlett Johansson to Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins. See, I already fucked it up.
Yeah, you did. Big time.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking. Because
it's good. I mean, it would be a hard one. I'll give you 1 minute to think about that. I'm going to rattle through some stuff here. So we discussed the Mario Brothers film, and if I'm really thinking through it all and thinking of the story that we have planned out, I definitely think the trilogy is the way to go. I think that we would be able to work through that and just having Danny Elfman score Edgar Wright, figuring that out, doing maybe some side-scrolling things, and working through with the different comedy angles of that Chris Pratt. I have written down Star-Lord, so I'm going to say Star-Lord again. But I think we can make a more Mario film than what this Super Mario Brothers film we watched was. So that's ultimately my take on the movie we created today. And do you have an answer for me? Do you have a connection?
Not even close.
Do you want to hear my connection?
No.
And then see if you can, well, no, you want to hear my connection and then see if you can figure it out from there and make it like a shorter connection.
Maybe. Give me 1 sec. So what I'm trying to like contemplate here. Okay. Bob Hoskins, the ones that are jumping out to me are Hook and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Okay. And in Hook, I want to maybe Dustin Hoffman,
Robin Williams,
mm-hmm. or Maggie Smith, something like that. And then in what was the other one I said? Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I don't know why. Christopher Lloyd, maybe he can branch out to somebody. And then on Scarlett Johansson's side, I'm thinking Avengers. And
that's where I got stuck for a while.
Yeah,
because it's just like you're like everyone's in those movies. Yeah. Someone has to have a connection.
As I was thinking it, because I thought I had a direct connection, but I already messed it up. Because I was gonna say Anthony Hopkins, but he's in the Thor movies, so you'd have to go Scarlett Johansson to fucking Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, that's too many. That's already that's already a bridge there. But yeah, there's a lot that she's in with like Robert Downey Jr. and. Oh, what about Josh Brolin here? Let's see. Scarlett Johansson, Bob Hoskins.
You're going to be stuck forever. I have it. I have it done.
Well, yeah, you cheated.
I did cheat.
You've been
that was the
this,
point.
You just threw this at me a minute ago.
That was the point. I wanted to see if you could figure out my riddle here.
I got
to
exercise my noodle.
Because, I mean, and based on the two Bob Hoskins movies, I'll just throw you a bone here. I won't give you any actors, but based on the Bob Hoskins movie, you're overlooking a film. You're overlooking a film.
Super Mario Brothers.
Exactly. Movie. You're overlooking a film. Okay. That's where I connected from.
Okay. Super Mario Brothers, the movie, Bob Hoskins.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking it from, okay.
I think you might have figured it out, maybe.
I'm on my way, anyway. Okay, so he's in... Bob Hoskins is in Super Mario Brothers with John Leguizamo.
Yes.
John Leguizamo is an actor.
That is in things.
He is in stuff and things with other actors.
Mm-hmm. You're wrong.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of movies he's in. I don't know why, but it just poked in my head. The Happening with Mark Wahlberg. Okay, Mark Wahlberg.
John Leguizamo's in that? Yeah. The Happening? I haven't seen that movie in forever because it's shit.
Yeah, like to calm people down, he's giving them math equations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is in that.
Is Mark Wahlberg in anything with Scarlett Johansson?
I think.
That's easy to say, but I don't think that.
That's not where I got the connection from.
Well, I'm trying to – I would have shortened
Mark Wahlberg. Now you're going to get me thinking, though, because Mark Wahlberg – is in so much, you'd think Mark Wahlberg is in one of these Marvel movies.
or in something with one
of them.
Well, that's still a four bridge gap, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I have. I have a four. I have a four bridge gap.
Let's see. ScarJo.
You're never going to. You're not going to figure it out in time. See, you should have had.
In time. You give me.
Should have had
many,
ten.
How much?
In time. You will know what it's truly like to lose.
Okay. Is Mark Wahlberg anything with Josh Brolin?
Probably. Mark Wahlberg's in a lot of stuff.
Ah. Okay. Yes. Okay. So, we got Bob Hoskins in Super Mario Brothers with John Leguizamo. John Leguizamo is in The Happening with Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is in The Fighter with Christian Bale. Christian Bale is in The Prestige with Scarlett Johansson.
This is my bridge. Bob Hoskins is in Super Mario Brothers with John Leguizamo. Mm. John Leguizamo is in the movie What's the Worst That Can Happen with Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito is in Big Fish with Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor is in the movie Island, The Island with Scarlett Johansson. Danny DeVito is the bridge.
Yeah, how many
that's four. That's a four movie gap. I think yours was five movie gap.
Okay. What did I do? John The Happening, The Fighter, Prestige.
Mario. So four. It is double four.
Yeah.
Double four. Probably could do it in one, but that would take a year and a half. Or we'd cheat.
In one. So it'd be like these two are in the same movie.
No. You know what I mean. Like a one movie bridge. Two movie bridge is as good as it can get. So that would be.
Three is as good as you can get. Because it's like this person's in this movie with this person, and then this person's in this movie with this person.
I guess. Yeah. But yeah, that was the bridge I found there. Between them fellas, them actors, and them gals. Well, you did it. You did it. You did solve my puzzle there. You figured it out.
My own.
You figured it out on your own accord. Not the way I thought of going about it, though. Yeah. The Mark Wahlberg bridge, that was different.
Yeah, got you there.
Oh, you got anything else to say there, fella, before we go? Any questions?
No,
any more statements about our movie?
This was fun. That's the whole concept of the Brothers Movie Factory. We'll chit-chat just about some randomness that we would like to discuss, just kind of spit in your ears like we've been saying, then discuss a movie that we had viewed, like an obscure review of it in that, and then kind of Movie Factory, our own version of said film.
So before we close here, would you give Mario a pass? Passing grade? Does it get a watch? We'll say that. Does it get a watch or does it get a pass? Like, would you suggest anyone who hasn't seen it, anyone listening who has never seen the Mario Brothers movie, even if they're a Mario fan, even if they're not a Mario fan, would you suggest they watch it, give it a try?
Honestly?
Yes, honestly.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
I really do.
Yeah, even if you know they're probably going to fucking hate it.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, should be on a list of movies to see before you die.
Yeah, like just watch it once.
Give it
a shot.
It's pretty bad, but it's pretty good.
I mean, I would definitely tell people to watch. I think it's a movie though that like primary is rooted in our childhood. Mm-hmm. So like the fact that we watched it at a young age. So just
I got some nostalgia.
Show your kids early.
Nostalgia feels for it. But you know, I think it might be developing a kind of cult following.
Yeah, definitely. I think through the years, and it's probably based on people like us who grew up with the movie. But yeah, so that'll be all for this podcast here today, I think. That's the show, right? Got anything else to say there?
That's a wrap.
That was going to be the cutoff line. I don't know, though, if that'll do.
Every week we'll have a new.
Yeah, we're going to try a different
closing line.
Yeah. Closing line. It's a wrap this week. Yeah, that's what we'll do. So until next week, we'll figure out what our next movie is going to be. We'll post it on Twitter at the Brothers Movie Factory, or the Bros Movie Factory on Twitter. And we'll post what our next episode is going to be there, and so you can give us a follow there. And until next time, I'm Ben.
I'm Gus.
He's Gus. And until next time, it's a wrap.
Brothers?
Brothers.
Brothers.